Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I am so aware, as Cryon, on my side of the veil, of who is here, of who has chosen to listen to these particular messages, messages that focus more on healing than any messages we've ever given. There have been some that would say, why Cryon now? Why is it so important that the focus has moved a little bit from that which you've been teaching in the past to something so specific, which we would then label to you as a healing time? The healing word means so much. There are so many things that you can improve, and we call that healing. Why now? What is the difference? And we will tell you this, that the ones who listen to this particular message in this particular fashion, that's you right now, you're special. And what I mean by special is that you're an old soul. You're special because you have gone through so much, so many lives, in order to get to this place in this year, with what's going on this planet right now. You won't find many listening to this who are not old souls. That's a double negative, I know. Old souls are the ones who are interested in this information. And the healing and the reason we focus on this is because we need you. We, collectively, all of those on the other side of the veil, you might even say the angels, are looking to you to live longer, to be joyful, to understand things perhaps you've never understood before, the power that you have inside to control your own reality, to work with your own cellular structure, to do the things that perhaps you've never been told you could do. This is why we need you to stay. It doesn't make sense, dear ones, that you will follow that which perhaps you've been told and you'll live a short lifetime or have a disease that will have you pass sooner than you should or the should being that you need to. We need you here. The focus is on healing. Not only to extend your life, dear ones, but to make a life for you as you are here that is more comfortable so your health is better. Do you understand? This is why the focus is on healing. These many months ago, and I told my partner, you're going to do this, and this is the new focus. He didn't know where it would go. Now he is more familiar, and he himself is starting to understand and feel the profundity, the importance of speaking to you. How do you feel on what I've just said to you? Do you feel that you're included? You should. I know who's watching. I know who's watching. Now, I know who's watching later. When your eyes and your ears turn upon this particular message, no matter when it is given, I know you're watching. This is because I represent a multidimensionality that is the same one of spirit. It's an angelic reality, dear ones, what has no time to it. Not as yours does. We know who you are. The lesson for today is about this new, I would say, perception, this new paradigm that we speak of. And one of the issues that you all have is because of how you are trained to believe. When I say trained, I mean this. If you could define training, it would be something that you have repeated over and over to you whether it is in a session you go to or something is casual, but you hear the same thing so many times that you are trained in it, and it becomes a reality that is yours to understand, to believe in, to expect. And when that training starts to fall apart because we give you other things that go against it, then we have an issue. The issue is one of disbelief. Can this really be true? Because of all my training. Some training becomes so stuck, such a reality to some people, that when they start to hear something else, anything else, from what they've been trained to, they turn away. This is happening all around us, all around you. It happens in front of your eyes, and perhaps you don't even see it. When you find out a truth that perhaps is different from another person, and you'll show them the truth and even show them proof of the truth, and they will look at you and say, "I'm sorry," and walk away. Because they have been trained in their own truth, even though you show them, perhaps there's something else to look at, just perhaps. But they won't. Even the old soul, dear ones, is involved in this particular attribute. What is it you're trained in that I want to talk about right now? You might think it's not a bad thing to be trained in. It's the majesty of God. The majesty, the overwhelming power, beauty, love, if you want to call it, power of the Almighty. And where am I going with this? Because when it comes to healing, what have you been trained? Talk to me. What have you been trained? And the training goes like this. I don't do the healing, God does. The training goes like this. Let go and let God. The training has you release all responsibility for everything and hand it over to this almighty power of love, beauty. You'd say, well, what's wrong with that? Dear ones, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that the process at this point in time is not the correct one. Sure, there are times to let go and let God, but dear ones, when it comes to healing, that's different. And I want to talk to you about that because this will not be the first channel that delves into what's next. You go through the healing circle of 12. You're introduced every time to a multidimensional attribute of possibilities. And I say possibilities because even that goes against a perception that you're trained in. The training is what I can touch and feel is real and what I cannot is not. Therefore, if you take me into a place I cannot touch and feel, it doesn't exist, and so on, so on. Do you see how the training can stick you into a place, perhaps even to sitting in a chair that says, here's what I believe, here's what I don't believe, good luck. And that's it. It's very difficult for us to give you anything more than you're willing to receive. Are you willing to receive something different right now? Do you give intent in this channeling to receive something different? These channelings are heard by many, not just the members of the healing circle. The actual meditations are not heard by many. They're the ones that are sequestered to the membership for good reason, because you have signed up to steward your own healing. But this channel is heard by all. And so I turn my attention to the all as well as you. And I want to tell you something, that if you are going to participate in the healing of any kind, the healing of your past memories, the healing of fear, the healing of disease, the healing of your body clock to slow it down, the healing of aging. Now, that's an odd thing. You'd say, well, your age and what you cannot unage. You might say, how do you heal that? Dear ones, you're not getting it. Did you realize your body clock is something you control? So don't let the numbers that are assigned with your age tell you how old you are on this planet or how you should behave. Or perhaps you're listening to certain advertisements on the television that tell you how old you are and just how infirm you must be. That is not a reality. The reality is this. You control your aging. That's the reality. Healing is a 24/7 participatory event. You must participate all the time. Where does God fit into this, if that's the case? Because that's your partner. It is a partnership, and we have said this before. Even that which is with your innate. This is a partnership. Whatever you have decided, whether it's the healing circle or not, whatever you've decided you are going to do with you, with your cells. Cells. Whatever you've decided is that healing that you're going to accomplish, you no longer hand it off and then sit in the corner and wait for it. That is not the way it works. You are sitting in a new energy where you're asked to participate in every single way. Every single intent you give, whether it's on the other side of the mist in the healing circle or whether it's you sitting there not having any idea what we're talking about, if you have given intent for a healing in your body, I will tell you, you've got to participate. And the participation of it is something we will be covering in more channels as we go, because that's the question, well, what am I supposed to do? And how am I supposed to do it? That's all coming. But some of you have intuition. You know about affirmations. You know about your own meditations. You don't have to wait for a circle of 12 every Wednesday, if you're a member, to participate in this. You can do it every day. You can do it every hour. That's the beauty of this. That's the beauty of you healing you. You cannot hand it off anymore. It doesn't work that way anymore. There was a time, dear ones, when that's all you could do, but that has changed. You're moving now into another cycle, a cycle of power, ability, realization, awakening, all of that. That is why we changed the modality of Cryon to start informing you of a beautiful power. There'll be more. For now, I say, and so it is.